Our preacher tonight is, of course, Brother Eric Walton, and he is with Rock of Ages Prison Ministry. Been a blessing here in our church for a long time, and his family as well. And we thank the Lord for his ministry, and I know that as he preaches, God is going to speak to your heart. Now, the children, 2 through 5-year-old, they are also dismissed, if there are any of them that haven't left yet. I usually feel like I, you know, don't have much authority if they're all gone before I get around to saying it, you know. But that's what comes with being a has-been pastor. But it happened that way when I was a pastor anyway, so there's no difference. But anyway, Brother Walton, Lord bless you. Looking forward to hearing.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you. Good to see you all tonight. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 28. We're going to turn to two places, just one verse each place. Matthew 28 and 19, and Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Now, if I blow this tonight, my homiletics teacher was the former pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church. Amen? So y'all know who to blame. Amen. The has-been preacher. Amen. No, Now, the first time I preached for Dr. Surrett, he enjoyed the preaching so much, and it wasn't me, it was the Holy Spirit. He enjoyed the preaching so much, he said, you know, that's about 100, but I don't give anybody 100. I'm going to give you a 99. Amen. Now, y'all pray for me now. I've had anger in my heart for about 13 years now, but I'm getting over it, Pastor Surrett. I mean, I should have had 100, but I only got a 99. And he told me that now. He didn't just, you know, he gave me a 99. He said, that was really 100, but I'm only going to give you a 99. I don't give anybody 100. Amen. All right. Amen. All funning and joking. Amen. Please stand with me. Amen. Verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, I don't want to read anymore. I just want you to remember, go teach all nations. Amen. Go teach all nations. Amen. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and under the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, once again, I thank you for your Son, Jesus. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that I be a blessing to your people tonight here at Emmanuel Baptist Church and wherever you take us to, dear Heavenly Father. I thank God for your mercy and grace. I thank God for all that Jesus has done for us on the cross. I thank you for saving my wretched soul, dear Heavenly Father. Most of all, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your Son, that the Holy Spirit is still working. Just like the song said, he giveth more grace and more and more and more again, dear Heavenly Father. I just pray, dear Lord, for tonight that you would give me the right words. Put a guard on my lips. In Christ Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Now, I want y'all to pray for me. Rock of Ages changed his name. It's not Rock of Ages Prison Ministry anymore. It's Rock of Ages Ministries, amen. But I mainly work in prison, amen. And y'all pray for me. They let me out just a little while ago, amen. And I'm glad to be here with you, amen. No, honestly, I haven't been in prison all day today. That's unusual for me. A pastor called me in Clover and said, my father's dying. Can you come over and preach for me? I had planned to be here this morning and just kind of take it easy and get ready for tonight. But, you know, I've been praying about things, amen. I'm about to go down to Georgia, amen. I've been working in the prisons in South Carolina, a little bit in North Carolina, but I'm about to go down to Georgia, amen. Now, I don't see Brother Stallcup. He was supposed to help me. Somebody bring this easel and this dry erase board over here. I'm going to put some. Stand by to be shocked and dismayed. Amen. I prayed to God and I asked him. I said, God, how did we get to where we're at? Amen. We all know the Great Commission. You can see it right there. I've been saved for 34 years. And I've always been in a church. I got saved in a church in Okinawa, Japan. And in that church, we always had door knocking. We always had soul winning. We always had bus ministry. We always had outreach. Amen. In fact, Dr. Comfort preached there with the Ron Comfort Evangelistic Team right before I got saved in August of 1979. I said, God, how in the world did America get like it is today? Amen. How many of y'all think America's going down the tubes right now? Amen. How many of y'all think morally, ethically, we're just, boom, we're on a power dive? You know what? I was a Marine for 14 years. I love America. I hate seeing what's happening to America now today. Amen? We just had the Supreme Court say that sodomy or homosexuality is okay. The city of San Antonio just passed a law, and it said if anybody says anything against sodomy or homosexuality, they're a homophobe. They cannot have a contract with our city. Eventually, somebody can sue them and stop them for that because you're allowed freedom of thought. By the way, have you ever noticed? Everybody's got freedom of thought but us, amen? Everybody's got freedom of speech but us, amen? They got names for us. We're just this and we're just that, you know, and so forth. And I said, God, how did we get to where we're at, amen? And it troubled me, and it troubled me, and so forth. And I asked God, I said, you know, this brother over here from Micronesia and so forth, he's been on the mission field for decades. Man, winning souls and so forth, passing out tracts and so forth. How did we get to where we're at now? Look at verse 19 with me for a second, amen? We all know the Great Commission. I'm not going to spend a long time here, amen? This is not a suggestion. This is a command from God, amen? God has told us, go, go, wherever you got to go. In fact, if we went over in Luke, he said, go out into the highways and hedges, bring in the lame, the maimed, bring in the lowest of the low, if you will. Bring everybody in. It's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen? Boy, I mean, you know what? Sometimes, you know, I don't know about y'all, when you read the Gospels and you get to the crucifixion of Jesus and the beating and the slapping and the crown of thorns and his beard being ripped and they're spitting in his face, and then he dies on the cross and his precious blood was shed. You know, amen, he was shed for you. But, you know, I'm almost in tears through every one of those Gospels when he dies on that cross, amen. To think that the last thing he said, amen, go teach all nations, amen. Now, I don't know if y'all noticed it or not. I probably stayed in the oven a little bit longer than most of y'all did, amen. I'm chocolate and you're vanilla by and large, amen. And I got news for you, that's not a problem, amen. Turn over to Acts chapter 1:8. I'm gonna say a little bit there, but let me say this beforehand, amen. I used to work for the Department of the Corrections State of North Carolina. I loved my job, amen. I was the boss. That's one reason why I loved it, amen. And I kind of went and came as I want. I got paid more there than any place I ever paid. Best benefits I ever. It was great. The boss man there, the warden of the prison just loved me. Everything was just wonderful. I ran everything just like I wanted to, amen. It worked like clockwork, amen. One day I was standing on the back porch looking out at all the inmates, and I noticed something. Half these guys look like me. I said, how can this be? Now, this isn't a shouting message. Y'all bear with me, amen? Hold on. Got my markers. We're high tech, amen? North Carolina. I guess I should have did this in PowerPoint, but y'all bear with me. Georgia and Louisiana, amen? Well, I didn't get that one right. Yeah, y'all get the idea. Amen? 44,000 plus inmates in North Carolina. South Carolina, only 23,000. All of these numbers are always trending up. They're never going down. They're always trending up. Nationwide, during the time period I've been saved, the prison population in this country has went 706% higher. Some lady who knew all these government statistics and this, she says, oh, you're wrong. It didn't go up 706%. I said, really? I said, I said, well, what did it go up? I said, I've got reliable sources to tell me 700. She said, oh, no, it's only 704%. Amen. I said, ma'am, I don't think those 2 points make a whole lot of difference. But y'all see what's happening. Amen. This is not a social or a cultural problem. This is a spiritual problem. Amen. What does it say over in James? You'll save them from a multitude of sins if you lead somebody to Christ. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you what, the greatest thing, the best thing that ever happened to me in my life was August 5th, 1979. Somebody preached about Jesus Christ. Amen. That was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Thank God I got married. Thank God we had children. You know what? None of that stuff would have worked out if I didn't have my vertical relationship correct. Amen. Thank God it worked out. Amen. Thank God somebody told me about Christ. Amen. Down in Georgia, the reason I'm going down to Georgia is they got 61,000 plus inmates. Amen. Boy, isn't that amazing? That's shocking. They've almost got as much as North Carolina and South Carolina put together. Amen. Remember what I said? I looked out on the back porch, and it looked like half those guys looked like me. I said, that couldn't be right. Now, we ran a census every day. The state of North Carolina is 21% black, but 50% of the inmates are black. South Carolina is 23% black, 53% of the inmates. Listen to this. Georgia and Louisiana. Georgia is 31% black, 60% of the inmates. And Georgia and Louisiana both. But how in the world? You know what? That was, now, I mean, that might bother you, but you know, it really bothered me. Amen. I mean, that's troubling. That's upsetting. I said, how in the world did we get to this point? What happened? I grew up in a neighborhood where, wild black neighborhood, where no one went to jail. We might get in a little trouble here and there. I might have got expelled from school. I was probably the worst kid in the neighborhood. Amen. Me and Daryl Brown, that was my friend. Amen. That's kind of, we were the two worst guys in the neighborhood. Nobody went to jail. Amen. We got in a little trouble here and there. One girl had a baby out of wedlock. How did we get where we're at? Remember now, go teach all people. Amen. 73% of all babies in the black community are born out of wedlock. Amen. Hebrews 13:4, marriage bed is honorable and all and pure, you know, holy. And whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Whoremongers having sex out of wedlock, amen? Okay, if you're having a baby out of wedlock, you must have been having sex out of wedlock, amen? Now all y'all say, man, he sure is beating up black people bad, man. No, that's not what it is at all, amen? You know what? There's one race, the human race, amen? Acts 17:26, I believe it is, we're all of one blood, amen? Man, I tell you what, I wish we had paid attention to all that all along. Somebody get me a paper towel or something where I can wipe this board off. I thought my helper isn't here, amen. It's usually Taylor and Tyler, but I didn't use them today, amen. Thank you, brother, amen. He had one, amen. All right, y'all remember all them numbers, amen. You'll get a test in just a little while, amen. No, I don't get 99 as high as you get, amen. You don't get above a 99 here, amen. Especially you, amen. Everybody else has a potential, but not him, amen. Now you made me forget where I was at, amen. Let me tell y'all two true stories. You know, I said, the greatest thing in the world, in my opinion, is the Independent Fundamental Baptist Church. Amen. I'm not here because of the name Independent Fundamental. I'm here because it's a Bible preaching church. Amen. I got saved in the Fundamental Baptist Church. That guy was true and faithful and dedicated to the Scriptures. Amen. He would die before he'd say something that wasn't true in the Bible. If he didn't know what it was, if he wasn't 100, he would say, well, I think this is what it, but I don't know for sure. Amen. I'll go study it and I'll check it out. One day I went to see Pastor Ogle and he was up there studying something. He said, somebody asked me a question. Amen. And I'm up here studying to make sure I give them the right answer. That was in the last week or two. Amen. Who's the three most famous black people in America over the last 100 years? Number three, no, not Michael Jackson, amen? I was in one church and they said, Michael Jordan. Three most influential black people, Barack Obama's number three, amen? Martin Luther King, number one, amen? Who's number two? 100 years. Well, yeah, he was 100 years, yeah. Yeah, you're close, amen. Well, last 75 years, amen? Modern times. Jesse Jackson. Amen. Jesse Jackson. Let me tell you a story. Bible college professor at Tennessee Temple University preached a message July 2001 in Bailey Crossroads, Virginia. It shook my whole world. Tennessee Temple was a Fundamental Baptist school in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's now a Southern Baptist school. Amen. Highland Park Baptist Church, pastored by Lee Robertson, amen? One of the heroes of the faith in the fundamental movement, amen? This guy told a story. Now, he was at a conference on evangelizing black America. He was an old gentleman, and he said, I remember this like it was yesterday. And it had actually been 45 years had passed since this story had taken place. He said, about 1960, a young black Baptist preacher from Atlanta drove up to Tennessee Temple. And he said, you know what? I got a church. It's Ebenezer Baptist Church down in Atlanta. I got about 200 or 300 people to come to services. And I've been preaching there for about 5 or 6 years. My daddy was a pastor before, but he says, you know what? I figured out something. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know the Bible. Amen? Now, most of y'all are not old enough to remember what America was like during that time period. In church constitutions, well, they had white drinking fountains and black drinking fountains. They had white eating areas in restaurants and they had black eating areas in restaurants. Amen? He said that all of the Bible college teachers and professors wanted to let that black preacher come to Tennessee Temple and learn the Bible. Can you imagine what it was like for a black man back then to go over there with his hat in his hand and say, look, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm the pastor of the church. I mean, I can hoop and holler, and I can, but I really don't understand. I'm not sure of what I'm teaching. You know, that's almost the same exact words I told Ron Comfort when I said, Dr. Comfort, I don't know what I should do. I know God has called me. What should I do? He says, come to school, son. A call to service is a call to training. Amen? You got to know what you're doing. Amen? If you check it out, everybody in the Bible, God called them, and then he trained them. Amen? David, Abraham, all of them. Just go back and check it out. Amen? Well, he said the school is attached to the church, so they had to have permission from the church to let this young black preacher go to school at Tennessee Temple. What do y'all think the church said? Anybody? Say it out loud. Why'd they say no? Say it louder. Because he's black. We're all of one blood. Go teach all nations. Amen? Who was that preacher? Anybody know? Martin Luther King Jr. Amen? He wasn't famous at that time. God took who he knew would become the most famous, influential black guy in the history of the country and sent him to the Fundamental Baptists. Man, I can't tell you, I don't worship that guy over there, but thank God for him and all those men that trained me. Thank God. I couldn't do what I do if it wasn't for a bunch of white guys at Ambassador Baptist Bible College. Amen? Y'all forgive me. Amen? I'm always saying something about vanilla and chocolate and, you know. Thank God for him. Amen? Now, you think that's bad. So he's like, man, they won't let me come. Then he drives over to Bob Jones. He asked him the same thing. What did they say? Bob Jones didn't allow single black males to come to their school until 1982. From 1982 to 2000, they had a policy that blacks and whites cannot interracially date. There's only one race, amen? They had to know that all these, we know how much we are. We know what the Bible says. Amen? We had to know. They had to know what they were doing was not correct. Amen? This is not a message trying to attack white people or Bob Jones or Tennessee Temple. Amen? How did we get 60%? Some of the men in Rock of Ages cried when I joined Rock of Ages. I said, man, I know I'm a bad guy, but not that bad. Amen? They said, no, you don't understand what it's like. There's 144 of us. With you joining, there's two black guys. They said 50 to 60% of the inmates are black. Islam's the fastest growing religion in the country and in the prison system. We go in there and tell them about Jesus, and they say, oh, that's the white man's religion. Kind of spoils it when I come in to say it, amen? You know? They go, now what do you say? Well, you know, they scratch their head, amen? By the way, some of them come to the services, amen? Some of them will come. I wish the world wasn't the way it is, but it is what it is. Amen? I thought that was bad. So I'm preaching up here in Miller's Creek, North Carolina. And I said what I just said here about a year ago. Amen? Then I preach my sermon, and this old preacher gets up. And he's a missionary. He's planting a church over in Kansas City, Missouri. He says, you think that's bad? He said, Jesse Jackson tried to go to Bob Jones, too. I said, what? Now, I'm always talking about Jesse Jackson. I call him the poverty pimp. Amen? I call him Brother Jesse. Amen? You know what? God help me. Amen? God forgive me. Amen? I said, are you sure? He said, oh, yeah, I'm sure. So I'm telling Pastor Ogle. He says, oh, yeah, I know about Jesse Jackson. I said, you know that he tried to go to Bob Jones. Jesse Jackson was born and raised 75 miles from here down in Greenville, South Carolina. When I was a home health nurse in Greenville, South Carolina, I used to go into Jesse Jackson townhomes. It was a government housing project right there in the center of the city, and it was less than 4 or 5 miles from Bob Jones University. You know what? God sent him to the right people. Amen? God sent him to the right people. Amen? Man, we blew it. Amen? I don't know any other way to say it. Amen? Let me tell you something. Y'all know how I'm always coming here telling y'all, man, 15 guys got saved, 50, 40, 30. Man, we had 293 get saved just 2 months ago. I'm not making these numbers up. Amen? Yeah, they got saved, but we couldn't baptize them and we couldn't disciple them. Amen? The availability, if they'll take the lessons, yes, they can get the lessons, but there's nothing like being in a church like this. Amen? Two black guys were in McDougal Correctional. They were the chaplain's assistant. The chaplain, McDougal Correctional, was a fundamental Baptist. Two of them got out. One of them went to a fundamental Baptist church. The other one went back to a traditional church. Amen? The guy who was in the fundamental Baptist church is still in the fundamental Baptist. He'd been out of prison for 7 years. The other guy only stayed out 6 months, and now he's back in prison. That chaplain said, I know that both of those men were saved. I know that both of them. What am I talking about? They didn't have. You know what? We take it for granted that we hear the Bible every day. We take it for granted that we have a Bible preacher. We take it for. You know what? I went to church as a child, and when I got saved when I was 20 years old, I didn't even know who Jesus Christ was. The black preachers, when I was a child growing up, they couldn't even read the Bible correctly. I was 6 years old, and I was watching what the preacher was reading. I told my sister, I said, that isn't what the Bible says. Shh, shh, don't say it. Now do you see why Martin Luther King and them went to the front? Now, he could read and write, okay, amen? He had been to college, but he didn't know the rest, amen? Those numbers. I don't believe it'd be 60%, 53%. 50, it's 50 plus here in North Carolina now. Amen. We're going up in the world. Amen. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 4, it says, every man shall bear his own burden. Amen. No black guy can get up into heaven on the great white throne judgment day. Amen. No guy can get up there and say, oh man, if just them fundamentalists had told us, we would have got saved. Amen. No, you can't do that. Amen. Every man shall bear his own burden. Amen. Whoever set this up for me, please move it back over there. Amen. You see over there in Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. He's now, we got Matthew 28:19. Go and teach, go teach in all nations. But over here he's saying, but ye shall receive power. I think God knew that we needed supernatural power to go and talk to all these different ethnic groups. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? What did Jesus say? And greater works than these shall ye do. Amen. The Bible even says, compel them to come in. Man, if you study that word out, it's almost borderline to telling them to force them to come in. Amen. But God gave us everything. What does the Bible say? All power in heaven and earth is available to us. Amen. Now that was the introduction. Turn over to Ezekiel. You know, if Dr. Surrett was grading me, I probably wouldn't get a 99 on this one. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 3. Amen. 17, 18, and 19. When God said go, when God said teach, and when God said all nations, he said what he meant, and he meant what he said. I left this out while I was going through the statistics. In North Carolina this year, we'll spend $1.1 to $1.2 billion housing inmates just for 1 year. Amen? Down in Georgia, they're spending $1.5 to $1.6. Florida's spending $2. California spending $3 billion. What? Housing inmates. Amen. Sin always costs. Amen. Now, I'm talking about the raw dollars. I'm talking about people being locked up. Sin costs God his son. Amen. The blood of Jesus has been spilled. It's on the ground. And God is waiting for us. They'll never hear except for we tell them. Amen. If we don't tell them, no one will tell them. Most of these people wouldn't know the gospel if it came up and slapped them upside the face. Amen. There's a guy that goes over to Gaston County jail with me, and he teaches sinless perfection. If you get saved, you'll never sin again. I don't see that in the Bible. Amen. You see why we fundamental Baptists need to get out there and get involved. Amen. And boy, I'll tell you what did he say? Go teach all nations. Amen. Chapter 3, verse 17. Amen. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman under the house of Israel. Amen. Therefore, they hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. Amen. Boy, that's what he told the independent Baptists. That's what he told us to do. Amen. You know what? It stood to Israel there. you know what? Our Jerusalem, our Samaria, our Judea, and our uttermost part of the world, amen? But you know what? The first thing you got to do is you got to take care of the home front first, amen? We got to take care of right here. Think about this for a second. I'm not trying to embarrass anybody. I hope I don't make them mad. Don and Karen Clark were missionaries to Kenya, Africa, back in the 1981s when they went over there. They went to Fundamental Baptist churches and did faith promise. Amen? They got support in 3 or 4 months to fly 6,000 miles to tell black people how to get saved. Amen? The fundamental black churches in Chattanooga, Greenville, wouldn't walk across the street and tell their neighbor how to get saved. Amen? And then if they did get saved, they wouldn't let them come to church. Amen? There's a preacher down in, I just got to tell you all this. Hold on. I'm going to read 18 and 19. Y'all bear with me. This is emotional for me. Amen? Can you imagine seeing the people that look like you, your cousins, your brothers, locked up? And I'm not saying they don't deserve to be locked up. Amen? And you know what? If somebody told them and they rejected, hey, the blood's on their hands. Amen? But when you didn't even tell them, amen? You know what? At the Bema Seat Judgment, every preacher, every Bible college professor that didn't let a guy come to church to learn the Bible or come to I don't think I'd want to be them boys. Amen? Y'all understand what I'm saying? There's a guy at Ambassador, his name's Frank Camp. He's a teacher over there. We were going through the book of Romans, and he told a story. He got saved. He's always lived on the North Carolina, South Carolina line. He got saved when he was 20-something years old. He didn't get saved when he was a child. And he said, Pastor, I know from the Bible, from reading the Bible on my own, we're supposed to go tell people how to get saved. And we're supposed to do soul winning. We're supposed to go out and witness to people. He said, he told him this on Sunday night. The preacher said, come see me on Tuesday, and I'll tell you what to do. He gave him two sets of tracks. Y'all remember that track, God's Simple Plan of Salvation, that pink and gray track? Every Fundamental Baptist church had that one. Amen? Boy, they gave him that track. And he said, on this one, it had the preacher's picture. It had the church address, the phone numbers. He put a pile in this hand. And then the other one, it just had the track and no information. It didn't tell when the services were. And he said, all right, when you go out there, you knock on every door up and down such and such a street. Go down this way, come back up this way, and then come back and tell me what happens. He said he was out there. Oh, I left that apart. He said, why you give me two different, you know. He says, if you go to the door and it's a white man, you give him this one with my picture on it. If it's a black man, you give him this one. It ain't got the church on there or nothing, amen. He said, okay, Pastor. Now, he didn't know nothing, all right. I didn't know nothing when I got saved, amen. He didn't know nothing. He led a black man to the Lord. He said he was standing at the door like, I want to tell him to come to church, but I don't know what would happen. I don't know what to do. The preacher told me. Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all see these numbers? I'm about to say something really sensitive, okay? I hope I don't bother any of y'all. Amen? Who's paying for all these people to be locked up? Let me put it another way. Who's paying for it, white people or black people? Who said it? Somebody said white people. Who said it? Both, but who's paying the most? There's more white people. That's one reason. But the other reason is white people make more money, so they make more taxes. Amen? Y'all the whipping boys for the liberals. I'll tell you that. Amen? They just tearing y'all apart. Amen? Y'all responsible for global warming and everything. Amen? You name it, y'all responsible. The toilet stopped up. It's a white man's fault. It's Steve's fault. Amen? It's that Hefner guy, amen? That's not an accident either. The devil knows who's been taking the gospel around the world. Y'all see how that worked, amen? Your ancestors sowed the wind, and now we're reaping the whirlwind, amen? If you're sitting in this room and you're feeling like a guilty conscience, I hope you're not. Nobody in here owned slaves. Nobody in here did Jim Crow laws. I'm just telling you, how in the world did we get to where we're at? I'm going to show the solution in a second, amen, but bear with me, amen. I couldn't believe it when he told me that story. He didn't tell me, he told the whole class when we were in the book of Romans. I was sitting there. He said he didn't know what to do. He said, the preacher told me just to give them this, and he said, why do we do that? He said, oh, that's just the way things are. Amen. That's not the, you know what? He taught me this, amen. He said, you know what? The Bible is supposed to uplift us higher than all of this stuff down here. Amen. We're supposed to think higher thoughts, amen. We're supposed to be great. You know what? There's no doubt in my mind the reason I'm not in jail, prison, or on drugs, or divorced from Andrew is because of this right here. Amen. There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever. Amen. Man, I mean, this thing has changed. Let me tell you something. It turned my life right side up. Amen. I grew up in a living hellhole. Amen. I'm not ashamed of that. I'm just telling you, man, the God of this Bible, he is great. Amen. He is mighty. He can break rocks. He can change everything. I can't speak highly enough of him. There's not words to describe how great he is. Amen. There's a preacher down in Simpsonville, South Carolina. His name's Bill Cole. Bill said a black man drove 200 miles to hear Oliver B. Green speak at Harold Seitler's church in Tabernacle Baptist College down in Greenville. He got to the door, and he said, I listen to Oliver B. Green on the radio all the time. He said, can I come in? And they said, now, normally you could just walk through the door of a church, amen. We're begging people to come to church now today. Back then, they were begging to come in. They said, you don't understand. We don't let nobody looks like you come in here. He says, but I listened to him on, he was an old black man. He used all his money to drive from Virginia down to Greenville. The pastor I had in Jacksonville, North Carolina in 1990 to 94, all of his Bible training was from listening to Oliver B. Green on the radio. Amen. Sometimes you could listen to the radio and you just about hear Oliver B. Green's, or you listen to him preach, you'd almost hear Oliver B. Green's message. Amen. Why, that's all he knew. Amen. That's all he knew. And that's how all that old black man knew. Amen. You know what? When we tell people that, now watch it, I'm going to say, that don't look like us. Amen. I don't want to say don't look like y'all, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. That don't look like us to come in this door with the history that we got behind us, amen? We got a problem, amen? We got a problem. He's got the answer for it in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, amen? Let me tell you one more story, and I'm going to move on. I was working at Greenville Memorial Hospital, 5B, the oncology floor. Another nurse was working with me. She was a black girl, and she had lots of problems in her life. Her problem was she needed Jesus Christ, amen? So I proceeded to witness to her. What else would a fundamental Baptist do? Amen. We had a lull in the action. We worked the night shift from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. I told her how to get saved. I told her about the death, burial, and resurrection, repenting of your sins, confess your sins, ask Jesus, come in your heart, and you'll be saved. You can have eternal, and God will change your life just like he did me. You know what she said to me? She said, that's what them Bob Jones people say. I said, so? She said, well, everybody knows they're liars. Everybody knows they're racist and liars. Now, what do you say to that? And you got Jesse behind you. You see what I'm saying? He tried to go, and they said no, amen. They wouldn't let him go there until 1982, amen. What do you say to that? She never got saved. I saw her 3 or 4 years later. She was on total disability, and her life was even more of a wreck then than it was before, amen. He sent them to the right people. By the way, for all of y'all who don't like Barack Obama, I'm one of them. He lived in Chicago for the last 20-some years. Jesse Jackson lives in Chicago. What if we had let Jesse go to Bob Jones and he had learned the Bible and taught Barack the truth? Amen? Do you think he'd be endorsing homosexuality, abortion, and infanticide, and all these other things, and high taxes and division in the country? Amen? Do you think he'd be acting like a Muslim? Amen? I'm not trying to preach politics. I'm just saying the facts. Amen. Look at verses 18 and 19. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man, he'll die in his sin. Amen. But look what it says. But his blood will I require at your hand. Amen. Man, I said it a little while ago. I don't want to be those guys on 2 Corinthians 5:10, the Bema Seat Judgment Day for Christians, amen? All that stuff they did, you know what? I wondered, why would God take Lee Robertson's church and the school that he started and turn it over to the Southern Baptists? Borderline non-believers. Certainly not King James 16:11 believers. Amen. When you sow a certain crop, you're going to reap back. Amen. When you know the truth and you don't use the truth. Amen. Amen. I think we had enough of that. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Amen. 10 more minutes and we'll be done. I can't tell you how much torture it is for me to stand up here and say these things. When Pastor Ogle told me to preach today, the Holy Spirit told me, you know what, I believe Emmanuel Baptist Church. Let me say something to y'all. This is my testimony. Y'all have always treated me like a king. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? No, not better than anybody else, just equal with everybody else. Amen. Dr. Surrett has always, I wish he was my daddy. Amen. He's treated me like I was his son, in my opinion. Amen. Since I didn't really have a daddy, I don't know what it's like. Amen. But if I did, I wish it was somebody like him. Amen. He, Dr. Comfort, and all them people, none of them have never did anything to me. Let me tell y'all the God's honest truth. Amen. We were in a church in Aiden, North Carolina. The preacher was Stan Wingard. He's still the pastor of the church. We walked through the door. He said, I've never even had a black person in this church, and I've pastored here for 25 years. I said, well, there's no black fundamental Baptist churches around. There's no such thing as white and black churches, okay? But since the world is the way it is, there's no, I said, I don't want to take my family to someplace else. Can we just come in and sit down in the back and listen? He said, well, I guess so. Amen. So we did. A few months later, the deacon left. A few months later, another family disappeared. His son-in-law was a Marine, and I was a Marine. So we used to carpool down to Camp Lejeune, 75 miles away. How's that for going to work in the morning? Amen. 75 miles one way. Amen. I said, where'd them people go? He started laughing. You had to know Johnny. Amen. He said, oh, they had a color problem. They didn't like the upholstery anymore in the church. Amen. I said, huh? So you have to know Johnny. We're joking and funning anyway, driving 75 miles and then 75 back at night. You got a lot of time to talk. Amen. So my wife's relatives came from Brooklyn, New York. All her sisters, all her brothers. No, not her brother. All her sisters and all her nephews and nieces. Amen. One of her nephews is in prison right now today. But they all came to church with us. Before we went there, all them black people said to us, they said, you sure they ain't prejudiced over there? You know all them people's white. We said, no, they ain't prejudiced. They Christians. So, how many of y'all know what I'm talking about? Your relatives are coming and you want them to get saved and you bring them to the church and you're like, praise God, they're going to hear fundamental Baptist preach. They're going to hear the gospel. Woo-hoo! Man, we're just excited, man. We couldn't get to church fast enough Sunday morning. I dropped them off at the door. I went to park the car. By the time I came in, the pastor's grandson had called all of them niggers. He said, what are all you niggers doing in here? Needless to say, none of them got saved that day. He did preach the gospel. And none of them are saved today. Maybe two or three, but you wouldn't be able to tell them. Sin cost, amen? Sin cost. By the way, we stayed at church that day. We never left that church until I got transferred. We moved. When I went on deputation as a missionary, they took us on. The preacher apologized. He said, I didn't know that the people were prejudiced. Do y'all see what I'm saying? We followed the culture of the day, the worldly culture of the day, instead of the Bible. Y'all in 1 Corinthians 19? I said 10 more minutes, but maybe 10 more minutes. Amen? You know how us Baptist preachers are. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 19, 20, 21, and 22. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. Amen? I've made myself servant to everybody, Paul said. If we turn over Philippians chapter 3 and verse 8, he'll talk about, you know what, concerning the law, he said, I was a Pharisee. I was a Jew of Jews. I was a Hebrew of Hebrews. He said, I count all that stuff but dung and waste. He said, flush it down the toilet. He said, when I came to the Jew, I acted like a Jew, amen. Why? That I might reach the Jews, amen. When I came to the Orthodox Jew or the Jew under the law, he said, I became one of them. Amen. Why? That I might reach them with the gospel. Amen. You know what? If you was a Yankees fan, not really. If you was a Yankees fan and he was a Detroit Tigers fan, he'd all of a sudden become a Yankees fan. Amen. That's what he's telling you. That's a illustration, if you will, of what he's talking about. Amen. Me and Kevin Snyder were talking about football teams a little while ago. I said, man, I love that Peyton Manning. He says, you know what? When he's playing, I'm from Indianapolis. I was a Colts fan for 14 years while he was there. When he went to Denver, all of a sudden I became a Denver fan. Amen. You know what? Paul said, whatever they were, he said, I take my culture. Tyler, thank you. I just throw it away. Amen. You can get your paper back and do your lesson so Brother Ogle don't spank you. Amen. All right. Verse 20, and unto the Jews I became as a Jew that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. You know what? Culture is important. Amen. I got news for you. I've been black for 54 years, and I'm going to be black for 54 more. Amen. It just ain't going to change. I keep using ivory soap, and it just keeps coming out brown. Amen. It don't work. Man, it's curly. I kept, and then it just goes, whoop, just goes right back. Amen. You know what? I figured out something. God likes it the way it is. Amen. He said, hey, man, I made it, and it's good. Amen. He said, when they came out of the boat, he blessed Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Amen. He blessed them all. He didn't curse. That's why he couldn't curse Ham. He had to curse Canaan. Amen. Why? Because, hey, man, he blessed them all. He likes variety. Amen. And he said, I gave you the Holy Ghost so you might have the power to be willing to do like Paul and throw it away. Amen. You remember he told Peter, and thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall prevail against it. Amen. You remember that? He gave him the keys to the church. Peter opened up the gospel to the Jew, to the half-breed Jew, and then in Acts chapter 10 to the Gentile. Amen. Keep your finger right here. Look at Acts chapter 10 for a second. Verse 11. Now, Peter becomes in a trance, and he was extremely hungry for some reason. He doesn't know why. And I saw heaven open, and a certain vessel, this is Acts chapter 10, verse 11. I saw heaven open, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners, and let down there, where were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. Now, watch what Peter says to God. Not so, Lord. Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. It was done three times. And God said, Peter, don't call that common, which I call clean. Amen. Man, the Old Testament is over with. The veil of the temple was rent 30 feet in the air, a foot thick. It was rent from the top down. Do you understand what I'm saying? Get out of this Old Testament crazy stuff, he told Peter. Peter still didn't do it. We don't got time to turn over Galatians chapter 2. But you know what? Peter was over there in Galatians chapter 2 with Paul. They was eating some bacon, some ham meat, some liver mush, some fat back, some collard greens. He was throwing down with the brothers. He even had on a rooster tail hat. Amen? Man, he was a cool daddy. If he could have had a Cadillac for a chariot, he would have had one. Amen? Man, let me tell you something. He was eating watermelon too, man. Let me tell you, watermelon's good. You white people don't know how to eat watermelon, man. We know how to eat watermelon. Amen? Let me leave that alone. Amen? I'm going to get in trouble here. Amen? Now, here's my point. Amen? God left him, and all of a sudden Paul becomes the apostle to the Gentiles. Do you see what he's going to do to the fundamentals if we leave calling that common, which he calls clean? Amen? It's already happened. Y'all think I'm preaching this because of black people. No, I'm not. There's 9 to 12 million Hispanic illegal in the country right now. Here's my prayer request for tonight. Let's restart the Spanish ministry. Amen? Let's pray that God will bring somebody here that can restart that thing. Y'all hear what I'm saying? We need to reach. It's too late. We done lost the blacks. Hey, just forget it. Amen. I'm sorry. Go get the children. Do whatever you can with the children. But in all likelihood, you're just not going to. I wish it wasn't that way. That's the way it is. Amen. But it's not too late to reach the Hispanics. Amen. It's not too late. Turn back over to 1 Corinthians. Amen. Y'all getting the abbreviated version. Amen. Don't feel bad. I've preached it three times before, and I've never finished the whole message. Amen. Verse 22. Amen. 1 Corinthians 9, 22. To the weak became I as weak that I might gain the weak. Here's what kind of church we want to be. I am made all things to all men that I might by all means save some. Amen. Are you willing to throw off? Amen. Are you willing to throw off and put off? Put yourself aside that you might reach somebody who's lost. Amen. Y'all see what I'm saying? Man, when I go into jail, sometimes I'm talking to a guy with a master's degree. And sometimes I'm talking to a guy who's got a second grade degree. Amen. God wants me to reach both of them. Amen. And he doesn't want to hear no excuses. Amen. You know what? One day, we're all going to stand before God. I pray to God. I know this church won't have a testimony. I've got nothing against Lee Robinson. I've got nothing against Tennessee Temple. Amen. But when that man told that story, you know, that man told that story like it was yesterday. He said, it has haunted me and several of my colleagues. That Martin Luther King wasn't famous when he came there. But when they saw him raising the worldwide fame, to think that we could have influenced it, but we didn't do it because of this. God help us. God help us. Please stand with me. Amen. I could go on for another hour. We will not. Amen. Amen. I hope I haven't offended anybody. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, once again, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for the power and the blood, dear Heavenly Father. God, I thank you for the tremendous ministry you've given us of outreach or soul winning or the Great Commission in Acts 1:11 and even what you got over there in Ezekiel chapter 3 for us, dear Heavenly Father. Let me ask you, church, every head bowed, every eye closed. Has God spoken to your heart in some way tonight about reaching everybody? Amen. Has God, you know what? Everybody in here right now already is a whosoever will Christian. Amen. Has God spoken to you about being a more of a whosoever you will Christian? Amen. Can I ask you one more question? Would you raise your hand if you'll pray with me about restarting the Spanish ministry here? Amen. Everybody in the room ought to have their hand up on that one. When I was over at Promised Land, they used to talk to us about Emmanuel Baptist Church Spanish ministry. They imitated it. Father, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for all he did on Calvary's cross. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask your blessing on this church that we may see greater days ahead than behind. In Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen.